You have your Bible, turn with us tonight to Matthew chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. Begin reading at verse 1. The Bible says, "Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, 'Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him.' And when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, 'In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.' Then Herod, when he had probably called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the young child. And when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.' And when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed in their own country another way." I want to preach just a minute tonight. And you know, you always hear that saying that wise men still seek Jesus. Amen. I want to preach just a minute tonight, if God will be my help on this side. Wise men still seek the light. Amen. Wise men still seek the light. We're living in a world and people the Bible tells us that men love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. You know, when we get to doing right and living right and acting right and talking right and walking right and trying to do right, praise God, in order to do that, praise God, you come into a light. You don't have to lurk in the darkness no more. Amen. I'm glad, praise God, that one day I came into the light and realized that I wasn't all that, but He was. Amen. Amen. That He's God, and besides Him, there's no darkness at all. He illuminates my life. He illuminates your life, and He shows us where we need to be. And as I was thinking on this, I was thinking about the situation that we have here. And the Bible tells us that these wise men, they come from the east. And so that tells us that they came from afar, and they came seeking a light. But as I got to thinking about this, I got to wondering, you know, what impelled them, what compelled them to seek the light? I wonder what's compelling the world today not to seek the light. We're living in a world that doesn't care nothing about the light. Doesn't care. Amen. It's getting darker and darker all around us, and people are not concerned. But I believe in the day and hour we live, we ought to be concerned about the darkness. Because darkness creeps in and overshadows us, and before you know it, you're in the dark. Amen? And when you get, but the bad thing about the darkness, when you get in total darkness, amen, you can't even find a way to find a light. Amen? Have you ever been in a cave or a cavern? I went down there and they cut the lights off, just show you how black it was where there's no light. But when you get to that situation, you get in such darkness that you don't have no light and you don't even have the means to find the light. I'm afraid that's where America's heading. I'm afraid that's where a whole lot of our people are heading, into absolute darkness. But I got to thinking about this as I was studying and reading through here, and I always like to read through the Christmas story several times because it's about my Lord and my Savior and how He stepped out of glory and He came down for me and you. Did you know tonight that He came down? He was born in that manger over in Bethlehem, and He was born there for you. Amen. He was born in Bethlehem for me, and He was born there for you. But as we see this tonight, and we see the Word of God, and we see that as God speaks to us, the Bible tells that Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. And he said they was wise men from the east to Jerusalem. The wise men came from the east to Jerusalem. Amen? And they were saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? So these wise men, they come and they follow a star. Amen? See, what they were astrologers. That's what they were doing. They were stargazers, if you will. And as I thought about this, and I thought, well, you know what? There's a whole lot of stargazers today. Amen? There's a whole lot of people. Maybe some of you, I hope not, but some of you may get up and run to get the paper to see what your astrology is for today. Amen? I hope not. I hope you get your Bible out and say, pray God, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I'm just going to rejoice in it because I'm going to trust God, amen, for this day. But we see these astrologers, these stargazers, but the Bible tells us here that they was these things were, they were number one, they were forbidden of God. God said we wasn't supposed to be seeking a sign, praise God. He said we're supposed to be seeking a Savior. Amen. He said we're supposed to be looking for Lord Jesus Christ. And he tells us that over in Deuteronomy chapter 18. Now, I just want to show you just tonight. I'm going to be very brief and I'll let you go. Deuteronomy chapter 18. The Bible speaks of this here, and we see these soothsayers. We see these different people, and they were called wise men. Moses is getting ready to take the children of Israel over into the promised land. And I, just between me and you, I'd like to have a promised land. Amen. That place of promise, praise God, that place of peace and joy and happiness where we can live and love and thrive, praise God, that's separate from this world. And that's what God was trying to give to them as they went in to the land. And in Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 9, the Bible says, when thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations. Amen? He said it's not supposed to be an abomination. Amen? Amen. He said there shall not be found among you. Now watch this. Now I'm heading somewhere with this tonight, and I'm going to try to do it quickly. He said there shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire or useth divination or is an observer of times or an enchanter. Amen? That one that likes to surprise you with things, or a witch, amen. We're living a day and time that witchcraft's okay. I've got folks in my family. I've got one person in my family that just about fights you if you say anything about the good witch. I won't say there is no such thing as a good witch, amen. But I know people that'll fight you over the good witch. They think that's the best thing there was a good witch. I'm going to say they ain't no such thing as a good witch. They're empowered by the devil. Have you ever went to Webster's, the Noah Webster's dictionary, 1828 dictionary, and looked up the definition of a witch? This is what he says. He said, a woman who by compact with the devil practices sorcery or enchantments. Where do they get their power from? Where's that good witch, supposed good witch, get her power from? From the devil. Everything, praise God, if it ain't of God, it's of the devil. Amen. So he said they're empowered by the devil. They're enchanters. Amen. They like the surprise thing. Where does the surprise come? It comes from the devil. I'm going to say in the day, this late hour we live, the devil is having him a heyday. Amen. He's going to and fro seeking who he may devour, and people's letting him. We're inviting him in and saying, oh, this is good stuff. Amen. We got to be careful. He said, or a charmer. That's one that attracts the affections. How many people, you know, they just wicked as devil, but people's drawn to them. We've got people like that in our families. I mean, they just live just as wicked as devil. And it seems like all the youngest, everybody just attracts to them. Amen. I think probably every one of us got somebody in our family like that. Somebody in our neighborhood, community. Amen. They're a charmer. He said, or a consulter with familiar spirits. In other words, they ask of spirits. Now, I think I got to thinking about this. An asker of familiar spirits. Now, my Bible tells me that that when I die, my body goes back to dust, which it comes, but my spirit goes to God at giving. Amen. But so if they're talking to familiar spirits, they're talking to someone somewhere other than where God is. So I don't know what that other place would have to tell me that would be any good. Amen. I think that other place wouldn't give me any good information, something I could use to help my life. Amen. So they're consorting or asking a familiar spirit. He said, or a wizard. That's someone that does all that, that combines all these things. You know, kind of like the wizard on Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. He kind of controls everything, conjures up everything. Most of all, just a deceiver. Amen. Nor a necromancer. That's one that pretends to know the future. Amen. That conjures up spirits. The conjurer, that's why we use the word to conjure stuff up. Amen. Just to make it up. Just to be able to say something. He said, for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. God says, that's all abomination. So that's all wickedness. But you know, in America today, we court that stuff. We make movies about it, and we'll go spend millions and millions, billions of dollars on that stuff. And it's wickedness in the eyes of God. Amen? Now I'm going somewhere. I'm hurrying quick as I can. He said that thou shalt be perfect with the Lord thy God. So he said, you got to drive that mess away. So you got to get rid of that so that you can be perfect. He said, when you do that, then you can be perfect in the eyes of God. When you commit yourself to the Lord, amen, and resist the devil, the temptation, praise God, it'll flee from you. You know what James said? He said, so we got to put up a resistance against this mess and praise God not have nothing to do with it. He said, for these nations which thou shalt possess, hearken unto observers of times and unto diviners. But as for thee, the Lord thy God hath not suffered thee so to do. He said, Lord won't put up with you doing that. We live in a day and time, we think we can just go along with the flow, and God said, well, it's okay, because everybody else is doing it. But I want to say, God says, you know what? I hate that stinking mess. Amen. He said, you're supposed to be separate from the world. He said, you're supposed to be a different and a unique individual for God. Amen? Praise the Lord. He said, the Lord, verse 15, and the Lord thy God will raise up unto thee. Now here we have it. The Lord thy God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me. Praise the Lord. Unto him ye shall hearken. According to all that thou desirest of the Lord thy God in Horeb, in the day of the assembly, saying, let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, neither let me see this great fire any more, that I die not. And the Lord said unto me, they have well spoken that which they have spoken. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken to my word, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Amen. So we see the Bible tells us here about these wise men, these astrologers, if you will. You know, what are you saying, preacher? I'm saying they were not good, godly, moral men. They were at the best pagans. Amen. Now, if you study your history, and I like to read history, if you study history, they say that there were some kings around that time in the different regions in the East that they had established a monotheistic deity that they were having the people to worship, or they were making the people to worship, and it was a one God system. Maybe they were polytheistic. I don't know if they had more than one God, but they was something begin to touch in the hearts of these fellows. Praise God. They were ungodly, unregenerated men, but praise God. Listen, I want to say, God got to reaching down. God got to looking around. And you know why he called them? Praise God, because there's nobody else listening. Amen. Hey, there was nobody else that was looking for the light. God said, I'm going to shine a light, praise God, that'll outshine them all, and who's going to see it? Amen. The Bible says here that they came to the king and they said, Where is this babe that's born? Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. So they was over there way away and they got this look and they seen his star. And they said, where is he? Praise God. You know what they was looking for? They was looking for the promise. They were looking for the promise. I won't say, praise God, when you get to looking for the promise, you'll see it. God will reveal it to you. Praise God. He'll illuminate it so you can see it. Amen. Praise the Lord. One day, glory be to God, I got to look and I seen the promise. Amen. The promise that God has for me and for you and for everybody else that's born again. Amen. The lights went on. Praise God. But these magi, they're asking the king this. Now, if anybody ought to know, it ought to have been the king. He ought to knew what was taking place in his own kingdom. But the funny thing is here that this king, he was troubled with all Jerusalem. And notice what he does. He, in verse 4, said, when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. Now these are the men, these chief priests and these scribes, they are the men that should have had all the knowledge of God. Amen. They should have knew all about this one that was to come. They should have known all about the promise that was given. I mean, they were the scribes, they were the one that read and writing and transposed the Word of God down. If there's anybody ought to knew it, it ought to have been them. But he calls them, the king calls them together, and he asks these scribes, these keepers of all the ones with all the knowledge. He said, hey, listen. He said, where's this take place at? Where's this supposed to happen? Now, watch what they did. Now these folks they were caught with their eyes wide open and not seeing. They said, oh, thou Bethlehem. They said, and they said unto him, in Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it is written by the prophet. He said, what God said, what the man of God said he's going to be born over there in Bethlehem. I wonder why they wasn't looking in Bethlehem. Amen. I won't say, hey, listen, if they truly believed God, amen, what they ought to be doing, every time a little baby is born in Bethlehem, praise God, they ought to be over there and say, is this it? They said, Lord, is this going to be it? Is this the one? Is this the light, praise God, that cometh into the world? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I don't understand why they wasn't. They ought to have been excited. I wonder why we ain't. Amen. Huh? I wonder, hey, the lights are shining, praise God, but we've dimmed it down. Amen. We don't want the light in the world that we live in, praise God. The same thing happened here. These fellas that should have had the knowledge. Amen. But they didn't have knowledge. They didn't act on the knowledge they had. The knowledge was there. They would been to tell the king where's that, and said that, and he goes on and quoted the verse. Verse 6 said, thou Bethlehem in the land of Judah art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel. So they had the knowledge. They knew what was going to take place, but they didn't act upon it. They didn't act positively. And they didn't act. You say, well, preacher, you know what? If we don't go along with it, that don't mean we're for it. Well, you know what they did? They didn't act positively toward what the Word said, and they didn't act negatively toward what the Word said. They just neglected the Word. Amen. What we do like that, we just choose not to hear. Isn't that convenient? When we just choose, well, I'll take a little bit of this. I'll take a little bit of that. Oh, boy, I don't like it. I'll shovel that on back. Oh, old brother Billy back there, he needs this more than I do. Amen. So what they do? They take that. They didn't. They just become the neutral place. They wasn't looking for God. I'm afraid the church of the living God's going to be upset, praise God, one day because we're not looking for God. Amen. They was a looking for the Lord. Amen. They wasn't a positive, wasn't negative. They was just going along with the flow and wasn't looking for God. But I wonder what happens in between. Amen. What takes place in between when we take Jesus for granted? Amen. That's what they was doing. They was just taking the Word of God for granted. Amen. Just taking it for granted. Say, well, it's a book, you know, and I can take it or leave it. Hey, what we need to do is we need to take it. Amen. It needs to become part of us. Amen. Praise God. And they said, you know what happened when they said, well, you know what? We can take it or leave it. You know, we don't, we'll just keep putting it out there. Hey, as long as we got our prestige and we know where we're at and who we are, we don't care what you do with it. I believe there's a whole lot of Christian folks about the same attitude. We'll throw it out there. We don't really care what you do with it, but boy, don't I look good. Amen. Let me quote you a verse or two. Let me tell you what God's Word says. Amen. But what happens when we get in line? We get in between if we ain't careful. That's what happened. They got in between, and it wasn't but just a little while later over in Matthew 26, and they were saying, blasphemy, crucify him, crucify him. What happens when we don't look for the light to shine in our own lives? Praise God. It don't take very much for saying, you know what? I don't want it at all. Amen. Amen. The light kind of gets dimmer and dimmer. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying there's a very thin line between being unconcerned and being the one that says, crucify. Let his blood be upon our house, our nation, our children, and our children's children. God help us that we don't ever come to that point. Why? Because wise men still seek the light. Amen. These so-called religious folk, amen, they quit looking for the light. Amen. So God had to go into a pagan land, to a pagan people, and had to call somebody out and say, let me show you a light. Amen. And praise God, he went to a pagan people and he turned the light. You know what's happening in America? And then what brought all this to my mind? I got to think about what's happening in America. As little Julius was up here preaching, the little Filipino preacher, he's gone back home now, but he was a preaching. What? He said, what's happening? America has pushed out God. We forgot to remember God. I told my brother, I said, we need more of him here than we do over there. We forgot to remember God. Amen. And we're becoming a pagan nation. Amen. We're becoming a pagan nation. And those little nations, praise God, they're seeing souls, China and Philippines. I mean, people just getting in by the groves. Why? Because somebody's a-looking for the light. Amen. Because they still a country, a land or two, praise God, where people's a-looking for the light. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that these scribes and these religious folk, they said, yeah, we know where this is all supposed to happen. God said it'd be in Bethlehem of Judea, over yonder. Amen. But they didn't do nothing about it. They knew it, but they didn't believe it. Amen. We know all about the Lord Jesus Christ, but we don't believe Him. Amen. Bible says He's coming back, praise God, but we don't believe it. We sure don't live like it. Amen. We ought to live like it could be tomorrow. And it may be for some of us. He may come get us before morning. Take us out of here. Amen. But I want you to know what happened. Praise God. These religious people wasn't looking for Lord. They wasn't looking for illumination. They wasn't looking for light. But praise God, these wise men were. They was looking for the light. And the Bible said that we've seen His star, seen His light in the east. Amen. And said we've come to worship Him. Praise God. These religious folk, they said, well, yeah, said it's supposed to be over in Bethlehem. And then Herod calls them in verse 7 privately, and when he had privately called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. He said, when did you see that star? And they told him, they said, they sent them to Bethlehem and said, go and search diligently for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. But now watch this. He said, when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star, his star, appeared again. Amen. When they got to looking for it, praise God, it appeared again. It was just like Moses when he was out there in the wilderness, praise God. It was a fire and it was a cloud, praise God, that went where shadowed them and went with them where they went. Amen. Scientists tell us that in order for those wise men to have been led by that star, to be able to pinpoint where they needed to be, where the young baby was, that star would have had to have been less than a mile off the ground. If it would have been more than a mile off the ground, they would have never been able to have guided right precisely as they did. Amen. But because that star, what happened, praise God, it was just like the fire, the cloud, praise God. They were some people that was looking for the light, and God turned the light on. Amen. I want to say glory to God. In the day and hour we're living in, we ought to be the shoutest praises people ever was, because God's got a light, praise God, that He wants to shine on us. Yeah. Amen. Amen, praise God. And if you'll get the Luke in front of light, glory be to God, you'll see the light. It'll illuminate, it'll show you your way, it'll show you your need, it'll show you your help, it'll show you the situation. Praise God, it'll show you your life. Amen. But most of all, it'll point you to a Savior. Amen. Glory be to God. And they said, the star which they saw in the east. Now watch this. This light. Amen. This light that they seen, this star. The Bible says, number one, said it went before them. Amen. They had a light to light the way. Amen. Praise God. I want to say Jesus is the light. And in Him is no darkness at all. Praise the Lord. And it said it lit till they came. Amen. It lit up, praise God, to where they got to where they needed to be. And that was where Jesus is. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to say that's the way it is for every one of us. We've got a light. You've got a light. I've got a light, praise God, that'll lead us to Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, till it came and stood over where the young child was. Amen. So not only did it went before them, it took them to the place and it stood over them. Amen. It stood over, praise. It stood still. It stood in a place where they could see the Lord. Amen. Praise God. God will illuminate for us. Wise men still seek the light. Amen. Still looking for Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. Amen. Why? Because it was illuminating the day. It was meeting all of their expectations. These fellas had come from afar. Amen. Now, us mountain folks, we're thinking that we say it's sad. They come from afar. We think something's a burning. Huh? But it wasn't that kind of afar. It done come a pretty good piece. Amen. They done traveled a long way, praise God. I want to say, hey, their journey was a whole lot farther than ours. Our journey's to cross a Calvary, praise God, and we can see the light. Amen. We can cry out to Him. We can see the Lord Jesus Christ. We can look in the volume of the book. It's written of Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. But these fellows, they come and they the Bible said, and when they saw the star, they rejoiced. They thought, you know what? The light's gone out. How will we ever find Him now? I want to say, praise God, listen. The light's just about gone out on America. The light's just about to go out on America. And they, if one of our politicians gets up and they begin to lift up the Lord, magnify the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, have a family devotion or something, the media will grab a hold of that and they'll say that they're some kind of cultist. They're crazy. They done that with Mr. Cruz the other day. He was rose up and he was bragging on Lord, magnifying God. He was telling the story of his father and his God intervention in their life and his childhood. And they said, man, he's crazy. Huh? Because the lights went out. It's dark in America. We don't want to see the good. We can't see the good things. Amen. But they were rejoiced, praise God, because they saw the light. Amen. Praise God, we ought to be rejoicing every time we see the light. When we see the Lord Jesus Christ, we magnify Himself. We see the Holy Ghost of God working. Praise God, we ought to rejoice over the light. Amen. Wise men are still looking for the light. What's wrong with our churches today? Praise God, we're not rejoicing in the light. We get caught up in the darkness. And we say, oh, well, this is it. We're going down. I don't know about you. You may be going down, but I'm going up, praise God. Amen. I'm looking for the upward taker, not the undertaker. Amen. Glory be to God. Why? Because I'm a looking. Hey, glory be to God. I'm like a moth. I'm just going toward the light. These fellas just going, they were just traveling to the light. Amen. Praise God. And the Bible says when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary's mother and fell down and worshiped him. And they opened their treasures and they began, you know, the rest of the story. Amen. Praise God that these fellas came. Could you imagine when they got there and that, all of a sudden that star just stopped? And it was just hovering there over a little old house, a little shack, a little old cabin somewhere. Huh? Can you just imagine they pulled up there and one of them looked at the other and said, fellas, this must be it. But there it is. Amen. Right over this house. Amen. Glory be to God. Boy, I would to God that that could be my house. Brother Rex, I would to God that could be your house. What? For that light's a shining on. It's overshadowed. Praise God. It's parked over the house. Amen. And praise God, you know what was happening in that house? All kinds of good things was happening in the house. Amen. Good things was happening. People were rejoicing. People were praising God. Praise the Lord. These wise men still seek the light. Amen. Praise God. I want to say tonight, praise the Lord, wise men are still seeking the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. That light that illuminates our hearts, illuminates our minds. And boy, as we celebrate this season, we ought to be thinking about that magnificent light. Praise God. That light that came into the world. The light, and not be like the world. Amen. Not love the darkness and push away the light. But boy, we ought to rejoice in the light, which is Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. And again I say, Paul says, and again I say, rejoice over the light. Amen. Why was these wise men so excited? Because they had done seen the light. Amen. They had seen the promise of God. Amen. Through the Lord Jesus. And see, He's still the promise of men today. He's still that light. It's still shining just as bright as you ever had. There's no dimness in Him at all. Praise God. He's still shining forth to all who will see. But you know what? If we ain't very careful, we'll get our minds or our eyes off the light. And we'll get caught up in this day-to-day drudgery that we live in. Amen. And that's what it is for a whole lot of our life. It's just drudgery. Amen. Well, praise God. And we get to shouting, praising God, rejoicing in the Lord. Glory be God. I tell you, I don't know about you here up here late. I've been working out there in my little shop at night and stuff. And I tell you, it's just God just moved in that place. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know why? Because, the light's on in there. Amen. It's shining, praise God. And I'm just rejoicing, magnifying God in my heart. You say, well, preacher, you got everything made, everything perfect. Ain't nothing perfect. But my God is. Amen. My God, no matter what happens around us, the light's still on. Praise God. God's still a perfect God. Amen. He still has a perfect care for me and you. Praise the Lord. And if we just trust Him, pray, and just lift up His name, pray for each other, encourage one another. Praise God. We need to pray. Pray, encourage one another. Amen. God will help us. Amen. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Amen. What does it do? When somebody's down, when somebody's a downtrodden, praise God, and we get to praying for them, we get to lifting them up to God, God begins to stir down their soul, begins to give them that encouragement. We need to be encouragers of each other, right? Because we have a marvelous light tonight, and it ain't got no dimness in it at all. Praise God, it's still shining just as bright as it's ever shined, and praise God, there'll never be no dimness in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God. He's shining. He's shining the way for us. Praise God. He is the way. And we'll just keep heading for the light, young. We'll just keep heading for the light. Just like those wise men. Till one day, glory be to God, you'll get to a place in your life where you'll get past the devil and his tactics. Praise God. You'll get encamped underneath that light. Praise God. Where they'll just be rejoicing. And hallelujah is going on. Amen. And what we got to do is just, listen, what we got to do is just look, expect until we get it. Amen. Looking, that's what faith is. That's what hope is. Hope is faith with expectation. Look and praise God till we get there. Amen. And just get that, just keep pressing on, praise God, expecting till the light shines, till it encamps above us and begins to illuminate everything about us, praise God, till it illuminates the joy in our hearts, amen, so it comes out and praises. Amen. Praise the Lord. Think about that. Listen, as you celebrate Christmas, praise God, think about that light that come, praise God. That light that led them. Lord Jesus Christ. That light illuminates. Amen. That's God. And He has all power in heaven and in earth. Amen. Praise God.